Howard Stern mocked for dishing wild Mar-a-Lago conspiracy theories about Trump. By Paul Bois on September 13, 2022. Shock jock Howard Stern has been getting mocked for calling Trump supporters morons while peddling wild conspiracy theories about the former president. In yet another episode of his SiriusXM show, Stern suggested that Donald Trump allegedly held nuclear secrets at the Mar-a-Lago estate to do business with Saudi Arabia and the Russians. I think he was trying to prove to the Russians, like, I'm really in control here. I've got top secret papers. Meanwhile, he's showing to them to Russians, he said. Just like, to prove that he was president in a way he doesn't even believe it. That's the most safe explanation. Stern postulated that Trump would stoop so low as to sell the nuclear secrets of our Western allies in order to make a off Russia and Saudi Arabia. This is a guy who badly wants to do business with Russia and Saudi Arabia, Stern said. Imagine if he says to them, look man, give me a couple $1 billion, and I'll show you where France keeps their nuclear weapons, and you guys can see all this SHT if you do business with me. That would be a real dubious kind of horrible thing, he added. Though still unlikely and not supported by evidence, Stern ended with a far less ridiculous conspiracy theory about why Trump allegedly kept nuclear secrets. He just wants them. You know, that's just the way he rolls. I don't even think he has any idea what's in those documents. He just wants them. He just wants them, Stern said. Stern's outlandish comments come after he called Trump supporters morons last week. I mean, my God in heaven, I feel like I'm in a nation of nincompoops. I'm hoping there is still some more brilliant, bright, vibrant people who love this country, he said. They have never lived under a dictator. Their freedoms have never really been threatened, Stern added. And they have no idea what it would be like to live under a different type of system other than democracy. Given that Stern used to be a champion of the everyman and a stalwart defender of free speech against the censorship establishment, people on social media began to mock the shock jock for stooping so low, with many pointing out his crude use of blackface in past comedy skits. Christopher Trimigli in the Washington Examiner called Stern completely unhinged. Stern has always said outlandish things, but at least at some point he was kind of funny, albeit inappropriately raunchy, wrote Trimigli. Now, Stern is just saying moronic stuff. He's demonstrated he's an agenda-driven hack trying to remain meaningful in the twilight of his career. Stern's completely unhinged, and no one should take anything he says about the country's politics seriously. He's always been a clown, he added. Now, Stern, an agenda-driven, hypocritical moron, is just a radio host meant to appeal to a rabid left-wing base and amuse a mob.